When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of June 27th, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. We're back here for News AF, and we've got a ton of great stuff to talk about with you here with our News AF team. Back with us, a man that my children asked today, when are we going to go visit this guy? He's Father Nature and resident of the Sonoran Desert. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. Did you guys learn about the Sonoran Desert? Is that why they wanted to come visit?
My kids watch a show called The Wild Kratts. 24/7. My younger son is really driving that bus of just 24/7. And they are always into creatures. And so Dominic was really like, hey, when is Tyson going to stick a camera in a rattlesnake's face? When are we going to visit Uncle Tyson? They said,
I did. I'll send you the video. It was a while. It was like last year, but I couldn't get it to strike and I was inches away from his face.
Yes. Okay.
So I did do that. I'll send that video to you, but yeah, come visit. I wouldn't right now, but if you want to see like, the real wildlife of the Sonoran Desert, you got to come out like in the spring. In the spring when it's starting to heat up.
All right. Well, you were a big topic of conversation this morning that the kids were very, very interested. Tyson, Nicole in the chat says, how are Tyson's shoes? I heard he stepped in gum.
Yeah, I did. And I hadn't stepped in gum for a long time. So it was quite shocking. I couldn't remember the last time I'd stepped in gum, and infuriating. And also then I was like, eh, whatever. So I was walking Marlo into dance class or whatever and just stepped in gum. And then I was like, well, I don't want to track this into the dance studio. So I stayed outside. And
that's very thoughtful.
Yeah. Just put her in there. And then I went and stepped in, I like scrubbed it off on the cement. And then I went and stepped in like dusty dirt, figuring that dusty dirt would cake on and then I'd be safe to go wherever. So that's it. I mean, that's standard play, right?
Yeah. I think that's pretty standard.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I left my shoes in the garage and they're still there. So I have not checked, but it was harrowing, and I was thankful.
Glad you're okay.
Dog turd, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dog turd. I love when my kids step in dog turds and then you have to play investigator and find out what the smell is.
Who's who and where.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling when you look down like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And realize that this is not like the front. This is, I've been walking around.
Yeah. Who knows the places you've been?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who, or when everybody gets in the car and you're like, what's that smell?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody check your shoes. And then everybody's like, not me, not me, not me, not me. And you're like,
then you know in your heart, you can sense that it's on your shoe.
No, it's usually somebody else's shoe that just says not me.
Oh, because they didn't bother to look? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So dog turd's probably easier to spray off with a hose, but the gum is less offensive for some reason, I think.
Yeah. And the gum's flavored.
Yeah, sometimes it smells minty.
It smells nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, we're past that, and I think I'm probably stronger for it.
I think so.
Oh yeah,
no doubt. Yeah.
I also have a story about Danny.
Oh,
so
please spill the tea, Tyson.
Yeah, Danny Bryson, our co-host here.
Uh-oh, hi, Danny. He's sweating.
What's up? Yeah, I am curious. What's about to happen?
So my parents were in town for Bergen's birthday party.
Okay.
And my dad wanted to watch professional mountain bike racing. I download Discovery Plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very poor ratings on this app.
Of course. Like,
let's get it. Let's see.
Didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, not even Max.
I have all Max, but they don't show mountain bike races on there. So I download Discovery Plus. I'm going to do this for my dad so he can watch mountain bike races while we're at my house. And I click through. I can't find mountain bike racing anywhere. So I'm like, there's no sports tab. There's nothing. I search biking, everything. There's nothing. It's impossible to find. But on the action adventure shows, one of the highlighted feature shows under the tab was 100 Miles from Nowhere. And Danny is the thumbnail on the show. And I was like, look, guys, it's Danny.
And handsome. You could already sense. Like,
all I could think was Discovery Plus is making so much fucking money off of the show they canceled on Danny. So much cash.
Like $100 a month. At least. At least. They've become thousandaires.
Yeah.
By sharing that show. Only 4 episodes, too. I don't know what happened to the other 4, but.
Yeah, that's it.
100 Miles from Nowhere. Fun-loving friends document their incredible journeys around the world.
Oh, it wasn't negative enough. I think that's what it was. It was just like bitter enemies who can't, like the new Black Mirror. Did you see the new
I saw that. Joan is awful.
Joan is awful. We're like, Brian is awesome, but like nobody cared about that.
I would watch Joan is awesome, but Brian is awesome. I wouldn't watch that.
Mm-hmm. But would you watch Joan is awful over Joan is awesome?
It's a tie. I could go either way. There's just something about Brian is awesome. Just doesn't sound as good.
But I think if you put more of a negative spin on this, so go back to the fun loving.
How about 100 miles from awful?
Yeah.
No, well, you'd be good. Excited to be 100 miles from awful. True.
It would be like this.
Zero miles from awful.
They were friends until they had to spend 4 days straight.
Yeah. The third day. By the way, this is a real rule I've noticed when traveling with people. If you're out there in the wilderness, the third day is always the hardest day.
Really? How long were we in Yellowstone for together?
With people? Probably 3 days. So we didn't quite experience. You have to go all the way through the third day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the worst. If you can push through, then the fourth day is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by the third day, you've used up all your best jokes. They've started to get on your nerves. Yeah, but
callbacks, though.
Yeah, that's true. You've got some good
running gag now.
Yeah, there is some callbacks.
There's not enough. There's not enough material to keep the friendship tied together. And there's just always a falling apart, especially with a group of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's always an outsider.
Oh, boy.
I'm still sad I didn't get invited to Kilimanjaro.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tyson. I'll invite you to the next one of the 7 summits. Maybe the one in Indonesia. You could do that one.
Danny, Docs in the chat wants to know, weren't there 8 episodes? Are there only streaming the 4th before it was canceled?
So I have
like
theory.
The idol that they cut a couple of the most controversial ones.
I have a theory that there's some kind of legal challenge that keeps them from showing all eight in the United States. Cause you can watch all eight outside the US, just can't watch all eight here.
Okay.
It was a terribly produced show and just managed poorly. And maybe even it's not that great of a show, but yeah, it was a horrible experience.
Do you just think really that terrible. Show ruined your entire Hollywood career?
Oh yeah. I was on track, right? Mm-hmm. To drug addiction, cheating on spouses, all that stuff.
You can still do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. But I was on like the Hollywood track.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit more glamorous. Paris Fashion Week and all of that. And then they axed it while we were on a promotional tour. That's my favorite part. This is like, hey, the show's been canceled while we were out promoting it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, well, could you figure that out like before sending me to LA, which I didn't want to do anyway. So yes, I can blame it all on them. Discovery.
Well, this was a great reminder to cancel my Discovery Plus account. No offense to you, Danny, but yeah. I think of the stuff is on Max now.
Yeah, definitely cancel that. If you want your Danny fix, you can always go to
YouTube.
Until
they show all the episodes.
Yeah.
Boycotting.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
I have all the episodes.
Oh,
in a Google Doc.
Yeah, I'll give all episodes away for free.
Okay, give it away for free.
Discovery.
All right. Can you post them on YouTube?
No, I tried. They forced me to take them down. They've got better lawyers than they do production teams.
We've got to introduce still the man that you can see on Discovery Plus. It's Danny Bryson.
Ding.
What is
anything
up, guys?
To add? Anything to add, Danny?
I lost a drone over the weekend.
Oh, nice. No.
That sucks, but it was probably a dope adventure.
It was. There was this ice tunnel that was formed by a river running through an avalanche. Uh-huh. Right? So I'm like, you know, I'm going to do
the drone inside.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to do the safe thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to walk through it. I'm going to fly my drone.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a great job. I fly down, turn around, build up my courage. I'm like, you know what? I think I can do this. So I start to fly through this dark, icy tunnel. And it wasn't that I crashed it. Yeah, I can see the end just barely. So I'm aiming for that. And I can kind of see the glassy look of the ice ceiling. Okay. So I'm flying it. I'm doing great. I lose reception halfway through.
Oh, no.
So now my drone is just in there halfway at the most dangerous part, hovering, right? Waiting to
die. You
can
see it in there hovering?
Mm-hmm. No, that was the thing is I ran at that point down. I'm trying to get reception.
Don't you die on me.
Yeah, tried to look up because it has a flashing red.
Did you try to stand on top of it above on the snow?
Oh my gosh, there's so much ice. So anyway, it doesn't work out. I don't dare go in there because it's the middle of the day, hottest time. Worst time to go into an ice cave.
What kind of drone?
Just my Mini Pro 3. So I went back yesterday morning and I ran through this terrifying ice tunnel with a river going through it three times. Couldn't find it. Gone. So either someone found it, either it landed in the water and then floated out or, you know, tumbled out, or it's just caught up in some weeds. Mm-hmm. So that was my weekend. Losing a drone in an attempt to not risk life. What do you mean? What would I prefer?
Like, which outcome would you have hoped for?
I would hope that someone found it. It would be nice to know that it had a home. Yeah. But risking life and limb for a drone. I mean, risk life and limb.
What? The drone falling in the river, it's done for. But you could still get the SD card out of it.
That's what I was hoping. I was hoping to get the SD card to get the video, but it's gone. It's all gone. So, exciting weekend, expensive weekend.
I'm sorry for your loss. I had a more expensive weekend than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did. The pool and the ice cream.
Yeah.
Was probably more than the drone was $650 just for the drone.
Yeah.
And so probably a little less than your birthday party.
I have one of those drones right here, Danny, that I keep thinking I should use and I refuse to because.
Why?
I don't want to learn how to fly it that well.
Or get accused of being a peeping Tom by flying it around the streets.
Well, I could fly it up the back of my hill and that I got
some lizards
for stuff like that. Yeah. Pigs.
Pigs. Dude, everyone loves a good drone pig video.
Dude.
It's like the hot thing on YouTube.
It is.
Oh my gosh. Drone, pig droning. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're actually collared peccaries. They're not even real pigs.
Can we call them pigs though? For this
everybody calls
pig
them
droning.
Pigs. Yeah.
Oh dude, a good pig drone video. Mm-hmm. People love that.
Yeah. Docs in the chat says I can't lose the drone if I don't fly it. So
yeah, I lose my drone all the time.
How many have you lost?
I've lost three.
Wow.
So, and every time, by the way, I don't crash them. I lose reception and then I'm unable to get it. So in every case, the drone has landed itself, but in a place that I can't get to on foot. So that's how I lose them.
Do you put them under your homeowner's insurance as lost, or do you just like suck it up?
I have a self-destruct so that it lands without me disarming it. Yeah. It explodes into tiny little pieces. What they should start doing because of me is making drones biodegradable, because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, dude, I'm littering. I hate litter, right? And basically, I've just littered probably toxic chemicals and plastics.
Yeah, lithium ion battery.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, they need to make this out of some kind of recycled bamboo or whatever. for my sake.
Nice and light.
Yeah, nice and light. Anyway, that was my weekend.
Danny, are you bummed out that it looks like the Elon Musk versus Mark Zuckerberg ultimate fighting battle isn't going to happen now?
No, wait. Is that because of his mom? Because I read conflicting news just morning. So Elon's mom came out and said,
please don't fight him.
Yeah, basically, right? It was kind of embarrassing.
Please don't fight him. You never been a fighter.
You're as losing the fight, right?
You're very squishy, Elon.
She said this fight isn't going to happen. And then Elon's dad came out and he said something along the lines, this fight can't happen because if Elon loses, it'll be bad. And if Elon wins, it will be bad. So I'm hoping it will. I thought this would be awesome if billionaires fought more often.
Dude,
the greatest thing ever.
As soon as this was announced, you know, those man-shaped dummies that you punch, that's what Elon Musk's real body looks like. So I was like, dude, this is like probably
the ones without arms, Tyson.
Yeah, the ones without arms. Yeah.
Okay, here's my
just like a giant torso.
It makes sense, Danny.
So there's a huge age difference, I believe 12 years, 13 years, but there's also a huge height and weight difference that goes to Elon. Right. Mm-hmm.
He's been in a bulking phase for a while.
So I've read a couple people who said that if Elon got semi fit, he would be able to take Zuckerberg. But honestly, I think, yes, you can't ignore weight, reach, all of that thing, the height. But Zuckerberg, in my opinion, would want it more. He seems more like a go getter. You know what I mean? If I had to choose which one to fight, all things being equal, I think I'd rather fight Elon than Zuckerberg. And we make fun of Zuckerberg way more, but he seems kind of intense. This is the guy that used to kill his own food before he would eat it. You know what I mean?
Mark Zuckerberg killed his own food?
Yeah, he had a while where he would kill his own chickens and cut it out.
He would only eat what he would kill himself.
What he would kill himself. So it's like that type of mentality is a little bit more frightening, whereas Elon seems more chill and not necessarily to have that killer instinct.
Yeah, you look into Zuckerberg's eyes and he has like that Nick Wilson.
Yeah, like the dead eyes of a snake.
Dead inside.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly.
And when you see how much sunscreen he puts on, I can never forget that image. That's the sunscreen application.
Usually people say Elon is more like Nick Wilson.
How so?
On this podcast, Tyson.
Elon did say that his technique would be to just, what do you call it? The walrus, where you just lay on top of the person. Uh-huh. And that will work if you weigh so much, but Zuckerberg can grapple.
Well, I think Elon would have to catch Zuckerberg too.
Yeah. It's in the octagon. That was right. It would be in an octagon. I would love to see this. I wish that more politicians and billionaires would fight. It would be really entertaining. They said it would make, I saw like projections on how much it would make. Dana White was all over it trying to get it to happen, but it was a ton of money. So I would be fascinated. I would love to see it happen. I think that there is something in both of those guys that would like to see it happen as well, but they have teams of lawyers right now telling them not to do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I feel like that this is just hype for the new Mark Zuckerberg Twitter killer.
Well, that's what started it, remember? Yeah. So yeah, it was the Twitter killer that started it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should fight
what
for
is
which
the Twitter killer.
It's going to be from Threads. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't get it yet.
Not yet.
So Zuckerberg announced Threads. Elon Musk mocked Threads. Mm-hmm. Then would Zuckerberg challenge to a fight, or did Elon? Right around that moment in that conversation, the fight was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elon totally supported it. Then Elon's mom came on and said, no, we're not going to fight. This isn't going to happen. But Elon persists in talking about it like he does about everything. He's a big talker. So that's what I would expect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
so if it doesn't happen, Elon is going to blame Zuckerberg for it not happening.
I wish there was like a billionaires fight club. Everyone wants to see.
There might be, Danny. You just the first rule is you can't talk about it.
There is, but they don't fight themselves. They have other people fight while they just watch.
While they drink champagne and eat caviar with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about all the billionaires out there that we'd love. People would love to see the Amazon guy.
Yeah, Bezos has got pretty jacked.
He is jacked, and people would love to see him get punched in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other than that, a lot of the other billionaires are too old. They would die. They're like one punch and dead type of people.
Yeah, Bill Gates, he's not messing around with this.
You think Warren Buffett and Bill Gates face off wouldn't be worth watching?
Well, I'd be super boring, right?
Yeah.
So I would love to see the guy who's searching for eternal life, and he could fight the owner of Snapchat. You know, they're in the same age group. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one. It would be awesome. I totally support this. Hopefully Dana White can get the league up and going for the Billionaires Fight Club. Billionaire bashers, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
be great. Be great. All right. Well, let's talk about some top stories at this hour. And let's talk about some, unfortunately, some scientific research that ended up going down the tubes after a janitor who was working at the research facility ended up hearing some annoying alarms going off and turned off a freezer that ultimately had 20 years of scientific research in it.
So there's more to this story that makes it even worse for the janitor.
Yes.
First of all, this janitorial...
It wasn't a new virus, was it?
No, the janitorial company was paid over $1 million to clean this facility.
Mm-hmm.
The machine had been beeping for a while, and they had called a technician to come fix it, and they had put a sign next to it that said, "We're sorry about the beeping. We have someone coming to fix it soon. If you want to reset it, this is how you do it." And the guy flipped a breaker just and got it to stop. And then the temperature went from like negative 120 to negative 80. I don't know what was in there, like 1,000 gallons of horse semen died.
Yeah.
But $1 million worth of research and 20 years worth of research down the tube.
But Tyson, what it doesn't say in the article is how annoying was the beep?
Yeah, that's part of it. And I mean, yeah, it's weird because like I try to put myself in that custodian's shoes and you're like, how annoying was the beep? And did you feel like you were doing a good deed by shutting that down?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be like, everybody's going to thank me. I'm a hero.
Yeah.
Click.
How did you miss the sign though?
Well, if you're shutting a breaker, you're not even looking at the front. You're in the back somewhere flipping breakers.
I mean, this is bad. They had the company had done everything they could to avoid this exact scenario. And it seemed like the janitor did as little as possible to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, this sound is annoying. Let's say it's the equivalent of hearing a fire alarm in the middle of the night, right?
Okay.
That's as annoying as something gets.
Yeah.
I
run down to shut it off.
Tyson, could there be a more annoying sound than that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, lots of different annoying sounds.
Car alarms late at night.
Mm-hmm.
The laughter of children. Is that what you were getting at, Rob?
I don't know. I thought maybe you might be able to maybe come up with some sounds that would be more annoying than...
Like the Dumb and Dumber sequence where I was like...
Imagine that.
Any sound... played often enough
and loud enough
and loud enough. Like for a year, bottle flipping sounds were my, I mean, they would trigger me.
Why? Because your kids were doing them?
Because my kids, all of them were bottle flipping constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every bottle that could be flipped was being flipped all day long.
Yeah.
And did you ever,
that became an alarm.
Did you ever have a meltdown?
No, what I would do is when they weren't in the room, I'd walk around and throw away like 20 bottles. I don't even know where they were getting those bottles.
Yeah.
But I understand the janitor's frustration, but nothing excuses the way he approached this.
And why didn't the, why was the service warned before going in to clean? Like, hey, there's an alarm going off on a fridge. Just let it be. Like, it seems like that would be a conversation. That
I mean, they did put a sign on it.
They put a sign up on the machine.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Look, I feel like I need like just a little bit more information before we fully blame this guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out because the lawsuit is working its way through the courts.
Yep.
So. Going to court.
Okay. And we know that the law and the courts are always just.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of research we just lost, though. What if it was like...
I mean, it could be a good
thing.
Like, what if it was something like nefarious?
Yeah,
that's or something true. That we don't like.
And he's a hero.
He could have been a hero. He could have been a time traveler.
Oh, yes. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he claim to be that? Mm-hmm. I'm a time traveler.
Dude, the greatest disguise. He's a janitor.
Yeah.
No one would suspect that.
I'm a time traveler, and what they had brewing was going to be the downfall of society. Even though it sounds great, it was not going to be. Yeah, because you could put a negative spin on any of that scientific research. They're like, oh, we cured this. It's like, well, now the population will grow to 85 trillion people in 15 years.
Yeah, we'll see.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of things that could be potentially the downfall of society, there is a new toy maker that has been... working on outfitting teddy bears with AI to potentially give children personalized bedtime stories using details that they've overheard.
No, that's a bad idea.
So they're just listening. We hear for you.
We hear for you. If it's listening to my 13-year-old and his friends talk, it's going to tell some really nasty, horrible stories.
Oh, my gosh.
Lots and of reading their conversation
and reading their text messages.
Oh my gosh, dude. I can't. Even, it depends on who it's listening to. Even if
the
it was
children.
But is it just like honing in on a voice? I mean, it's got to be listening to the whole house, the parents talking about their nefarious business, the bear reciting dad's.
When daddy goes to work, mommy had a special friend come to visit.
Thousand poop jokes throughout the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A mixture. Like,
it would family then ate poop and then they stood in poop and then they showered in poop.
I mean, actually, Tyson, that's the greatest kid story ever.
Oh my gosh. The kids
would love that story.
So hard. Yeah.
I mean, I think this is actually the plot of the movie Megan. Did you see that?
Yeah, I watched it and you're right.
I didn't watch it, but I can.
Tyson, going back to what Tyson was just saying, whenever I'm telling a joke to my kids and I feel like it's bombing, I just throw in a couple poos.
Boom.
It lands every time.
Yeah.
And that's all this teddy bear has to do. Whenever it feels like its story is tanking, just like throwing a couple poos and farts. Oh, he'll be a star.
Yeah.
Marlo told a poop joke the other day that nobody laughed at, and she got shaking. She was shaking with rage that nobody laughed at her joke. And she's like, I don't like it when people don't laugh at my joke. Like, I don't either. I don't like it when people don't laugh. Yeah, I'm the same. But listen, that you have to take that and then put it back on yourself and say, what can I do as the joke teller to make sure that somebody laughs at my joke? It's not the audience's fault here.
When the dad tells a poop joke, this is what would happen. I'd be driving with my kids, especially when they were all younger. I would tell a hilarious poop joke. They would each then tell a similar version of that joke until the very last person is basically just saying poo over and over and over again at full volume. Like that's honestly how it degraded. And just like what Tyson said, nobody's really laughing at the last kid except for maybe the two-year-old, who's the only one that finds this funny.
Yeah.
But going back to this bear, I think this is a terrible idea. First of all, the bear is now becoming potentially the parent, just like in Megan, mm-hmm. right? Telling these stories that contain morals and have ethics and basically raising the child. And if the AI is nefarious, maybe even steering the child away from its parents.
You think the janitor was raised by one of these AI bears?
And the AI told it to turn off the freezer because the research would have ended the growth of AI.
Yes. The entire upbringing of this janitor, he had an AI bear that would be like, turn off all alarms, turn off all alarms, turn off all alarms, turn
What's
off
that
all
annoying
alarms.
Sound?
Yeah. He said as he entered the scientific arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
would you give your kids this toy, Tyson?
AI is it bear? Shaped? Is it Teddy Rupskin AI bear?
I don't think that they have designed a actual toy yet. They're saying that by 2028, the company VTech, they should have some AI enabled teddy bears ready to go.
VTech is they're the ones that make those like little game mods and stuff like that.
Oh, for kids. I thought they made like engine blocks. For
VTech. VTech does like the kids learning style games and stuff.
It's learning, Danny.
It's learning, Danny. Listen.
The machines are learning.
Yeah. Is it, I guess Mark Zuckerberg could probably take this and run with it too, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably already has.
Could it be his tag team partner?
Yeah. The Teddy Rupskin AI bear.
Oh, that would be cool if each is Zuckerberg and Zuck and Muck, as they call it.
Musk got to bring one piece of technology to battle with.
No, that would be cool. Battle or bots. They could tag someone in. They could
be the referee. They say that every time that information such as the children's name and interest is input into the AI algorithm, the data is stored, analyzed, they could be part of the story.
No.
Or sold to corporations.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Zuckerberg is all in on this.
Mm-hmm. Or listening to what you want. Yeah, the big corporations are just like,
I think a lot about how they harvest our information. And I'm always wondering how valuable is the information I'm giving them? Because to me, it doesn't seem super valuable.
Not valuable at all, Danny. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, go ahead and keep sending that information.
They totally brainwashed me and it's worked.
We don't even know why we want it.
I just hit accept now to everything. Who knows what I've made? What
promises
I've made?
We're just having it to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I've given all my information to the News AF listeners.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're going to be the star of Danny is Awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. That's the whole point of Joan is Awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the AI teddy bears could be hitting the market only, 5 years from now. Our kids will be too big for them by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they will be. All of our kids will be too big for them.
And just think, this is just the first step towards they start with teddy bears and then eventually this is going to be turning into like
AI teledildonics.
Yeah, I was trying to find a nice way to say it that wasn't.
Danny is getting like an exactly catered experience to.
That's where all the harvested information goes into is to personalize those experiences and really give me the online experience that I guess I've looked forward to most of all.
Yeah,
Danny's machine will be like, Danny. We know that you do not like small talk. Here we go.
And we know here is your slice of pizza.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pepperoni.
Like I feel like pizza right now.
Yeah.
Right now?
Have you just had coitus?
Yeah.
Instead of a cigarette. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Liz, I need a slice of pizza right now.
Do you have like a little fridge by your bed that has pizzas in it?
But that wouldn't work. It would have to be very planned out. I'd have to put the pizza in the pizza cooker before. And so Liz would know every time and be like running, you know.
But essentially that's a Pavlov's dog where it's like you get so horned up from every time you smell
pizza. Well, what if she hates making love to me so much that the pizza thing
causes
like,
her to puke everywhere?
Yeah, puke.
I mean, you could start the pizza oven before you go in. And if you can hire that janitor, that he can come and turn it and off.
The alarm.
When it's beeping.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a place for that janitor. I'm sure there's some place that has tons of alarms that constantly need to be turned off. And so he can probably find another job.
Yeah.
Probably in a sub. A submarine probably has all sorts of alarms.
Yeah. No.
I know. That's a touch of something. I'm talking legit, like Navy sub.
Yeah. I don't know if they listen to alarms either. Okay. All right. This is a happy story, I feel like, about a passenger who was he was from my home state of North Carolina, and he was trying to fly from Oklahoma City to Charlotte. And then there was an 18-hour delay.
This headline. Yeah.
And so he waited. I don't know if there were other folks that were going to be on there, and they just made other arrangements. But when the flight finally took off, he ended up being the only person on the plane, and a full crew of people from the airline took him to his destination.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know what, though? Kind of wasted on such a short flight. I mean, Australia to London would have been a nice one.
That would have been nice. I had an almost entire plane to myself on one of my trips to Europe, and it was right after 9/11 happened, a month after. And there was only a handful of people on this flight to Switzerland. So I was like, wow, that was pretty luxurious, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the crew gets a kick out of it. They're like, all right, guys, you can literally sit in any seat you want unless somebody else is sitting there. Unless one of the five of you is sitting in that seat, don't sit in that one.
Well, would they still ban you from first class, though? Like, did they ban him from walking up all the way to the front of the plane?
Yeah, they couldn't upgrade him. He sits in the middle seat and coach. He looks like he's in first class in this picture. I mean, maybe they let him sit in first class. He got a free pass into first class and a private party with the crew. I guess he turned out to be a nice enough guy, but imagine he was a real jerk, too.
Yeah, where he's like, I paid for this ticket.
Here's my support donkey and support chicken. I had to bring them on.
How many bowls of warm nuts do you think he ate?
Oh, probably six still. That's so many. And
the warm nuts.
Allegedly.
Dude, they're so good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tyson, that they say that he ended up hitting it off with the crew and they exchanged contact information after.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, this is too much.
What? How are you? What is that? What's the point of that?
I don't know. Maybe they were going to date him.
Love.
You know what I have to say? I have something to say about air stewards.
He's about to get real quiet. I bet.
No, I am so shocked at how nice these people can be after traveling for so long. This was a short flight. Mm-hmm. Right. But I had an experience. I flew obviously down to Africa and then I got on a plane with a crew that had been on for 10 hours or 11 hours already. Yeah. And they still had to make an hour flight before being dropped off. And I'm like, how are these people still so unbelievably nice? At least to me. Right. It's like a whole different mindset. Yeah. I could never do that. Even in a plane with no one but this guy, I would still be irritated that he was there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, we were this close to having an empty plane.
Now, this is the man who was on the flight, pictured here with all of his personal flight attendants. This was taken right before the tipping ceremony when
the people that
shuttled him to his destination.
Oh, my gosh. They sing him a song and then sit there.
And then he had to tip each of these people for getting him to his destination.
This is the youngest flight crew I've ever seen.
Yeah. This was a party.
Yeah,
that does look like a nice flight to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
I'd
love to have that experience.
Yeah.
I think they just had to get the plane back to where it needed to be. I don't think they really cared about getting this guy to his destination.
Yeah.
No, that's the last thing that the people who work at the airlines cared about.
It's like, hey, we're all parked at the Oklahoma City airport. So this is our ride back.
This flight has to be at Oklahoma. This airplane has to be there to take off, to take another flight where we crammed 700 people on a flight.
Yeah.
Speaking of flight related news, I did come across an article. Guess what the worst airport in America is? Which of all the airports for delays?
Oh, there's so many terrible ones.
There are a lot of terrible ones, but this one kind of shocked me. It's nearby. It's in between me and Tyson.
Okay. I was going to say Chicago.
No, it's Las Vegas.
Las Vegas has the most flight
delays. That makes sense. Casinos are paying the airlines to keep people there so they play the slot machines.
We got a whale on this flight.
Yeah. No windows, no clocks, no return flights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, we're so sorry. But
there's slot machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the airport.
The Bellagio has comped you a room to go back.
There's slot machines at the airport.
At the airport, there are slot machines.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So this is a study that turned out, or some information that turned out to be very illuminating about a Harvard professor who was studying honesty, but this professor out she falsified data in her honesty study.
Yeah, she was a shooting star in the world of academic research, and now she is a fallen or falling star.
Yes.
It just shows how hard it is. She's just proving how hard it is to be honest.
Yes. Okay. That's the case of Francesca Gino, who was a prominent Harvard Business School professor, but now is embroiled in scandal.
So what happened?
She falsified data.
But how so, and what for?
I'm trying to remember. I read this 2 days ago, so I'm scanning through. Let's see.
She had evidence of fraud in papers spanning a decade.
A data falsification, including the discovery that someone accessed a database and added and altered data in the file. So data tampering. There's got to be more to it than this. I mean, this is public shaming next level. And for a Harvard person, this is a pretty big deal. So there's no way they're going to go at this lady and fire her without pretty strong evidence, I would hope. But it is interesting that it was related. That's the only reason it's news. It was related to honesty studies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be honest.
Do you think that she thought she was doing it for the greater good? Do you think she was like, oh, no, it shows that people aren't honest, but if we say that they are, maybe they will be, and then we'll be changing the planet. So even though I'm doing an evil, it's for the greater good.
Lots of other studies that have shown people are pretty honest. I mean, that's a lot of people conspiring to create that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the one about the wallet? And they found that lots of people returned the wallet with the money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't return the wallet without the money.
Yeah.
No, but they would actually call the number in the wallet. They would go through the whole process of returning the wallet because there was information inside that would allow them to return it to the original owner. And the majority of people in almost every country were willing to return the wallet after finding it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We really latch on to the negative stories, right? Yeah. Because the good feel-good stories necessarily don't make... There's tones of them, but they're not great news. Joan is awful, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know, I think probably, you know, it's hard to be these professors. You know, she's doing this honesty study. And then if it's like, if the results are inconclusive, like I feel like a lot of people are like, yeah, but you spent a lot of money on this.
Yeah. And time.
Yeah. The idea of money steering people down the wrong path is not a new one. And it happens a million times a day. Yeah. So it's a shame.
What was the study?
So it was about comparing... honest reporting in tax and insurance paperwork. And it claimed participants were more truthful when asked to sign a declaration of truthfulness at the beginning than at the end. So if you say, I swear I'm going to be truthful, that made people more truthful than if they, at the end. I'm like, are you sure you were truthful?
Yeah.
This kind of sounds like the research done where they had a bagel stand where you would just give money. You know, no one was there. You just buy a bagel and honesty. It relied on honesty. And then they included a set of eyes looking at the people while they bought the bagels, just a picture of eyes. And supposedly that increased the amount of honesty.
The eyes of God watching your bagel.
I don't know how
they
got the picture of God's eyes, but it worked supposedly. But now that study should come under scrutiny.
All the studies.
All the honesty studies. The biggest liars in the business are those who study honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
That's all right. Defined. Honestly.
This is a pretty wild story. Okay. That also has to do with honesty. Okay. So there was a North California Mexican restaurant that has come under fire because allegedly they hired a priest, a man who purported to be a priest, to get the restaurant employees to give confessions specifically about if they've stolen anything. But it turned out that the priest was actually working for the restaurant.
Oh, a fake priest.
Yeah, they hired a fake priest to get real confessions from the employees.
And did it work?
I guess so. They said it didn't work because they got caught, but the people said that they thought it was weird. The priest was asking a lot of like work related questions.
Yeah. Throw up some red flags. Good to know that people on Craigslist who advertise for false priest, they're getting work.
So this is weird to me. So like, how does this operation work? Are they like, hey, everybody, day off of work, we're all going to church together?
I think they brought the priest into the
priest
restaurant
came in.
And said, hey, let's, he's going to give everybody the chance to do confession.
And everybody was like, I'm in.
This only works if everybody is the same religion.
Yes. Well,
so I'm sure. Go ahead.
I think that maybe a lot of these people were, tend to be Catholic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way it would work. I mean, you probably hire people specifically.
Oh my gosh, I would have lied so hard in that.
Yeah.
You ever stolen anything from work? Never, never. Not even a taquito or anything.
taquito. Dude, what about a half-eaten tortilla?
Nope. Not even.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Uber Eats needs a priest.
An Uber priest. Yeah.
An Uber priest in the passenger seat of every
Uber. In the back of every Uber Eats car is a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But who's doing the confession? The Uber drivers or the people or the delivering the priest to you?
No. He's just there to monitor their honesty when it comes to eating stray fries.
Yeah. Oh, and then, what if you just put, two eyes on the dashboard, Danny?
Priest eyes looking right at the driver. Well, according to priest the study eyes. I read years ago, that would work.
What about AI priest teddy bear?
AI priest teddy bear that asks you questions about if you are honest.
Yeah, it keeps you so engaged you don't have time to sneak fries.
Mm-hmm.
So
pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they have the Android priest. I'm sure that's just dust that off and put it in your restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
So this is, the company is called Taqueria Garibaldi. It's a big chain, and now they have to pay $140,000 in back wages and damages.
Whoa.
So what happened was they brought the priest in, and the CEO of the company was like, we actually haven't been paying the full amount. He confessed to the priest.
No, it's kind of a weird story because it seems like that. So there were charges against the taco restaurant that they weren't paying their employees overtime wages. And during the investigation, it came out that they had this fake priest doing confessions of the worker.
That tracks, because it seems like the people who would be most religious, or at least use religion to, intimidate others, would also be the people committing the most crimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this sounds about right.
The fake priests cannot be identified yet at this time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? For his own personal safety?
No, I think that they don't know who it was.
Is he an undercover priest?
I don't know, but always everybody check to see if your priest is wearing a wire. Because he could be telling on you to your boss.
He's probably telling on you.
Are you wearing a wire? Just go over there, get out of the confession box, go over, pat him down, and then give your confession.
Because the whole idea of confession is kind of like a plea deal. It's like, all right, tell us what's going on. God is going to be willing to offer you a deal. You'll get off easy. You'll get off with a couple of Hail Marys, a couple of Our Fathers. If you don't say anything right now, if we convict you, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Like, all right, fine. I'll tell you everything I know. Like, all right, go say some prayers. You're good. I want to see you in here again.
I don't want to hear about this again.
Actually, they do want to see you in there regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the best parts about being a priest is that you do get to hear like all the
dirty stuff.
Yeah. Oh, dude,
I think that would be awful.
Yeah. Honestly. You like it, Danny?
You're going to hear some awful things.
So you went into Caligula and then what? Tell me more.
I think maybe for some, a certain percentage of the priests probably really love it, but I think that a normal person would find it demoralizing.
And how many normal people do you think become priests?
Yeah.
That's hard to say. I mean, let's get that lady on some research.
Okay.
Talking to priests and do a survey about normal priests. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But I would not want to hear it.
Dude, I can imagine like you have people come in and they're like, and then breaks my heart to say it, but I accidentally, I snuck some of my kids' Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get out of here. What are we doing?
And then I had a burger on Friday during Lent.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of here. It's just like nonstop. How will I ever recover from this? That's what you're mostly getting.
You'll manage.
The people who are doing the real dirty stuff aren't coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're crime bosses.
Yeah.
In the movies, all the crime bosses come in are like,
I strangled little Jimmy and gave him some cement boots.
Here's $50,000 to make sure I still get into heaven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sales of indulgences are back.
You're good.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're good.
You're in.
Yeah.
Okay. Some research also revealed that orangutans have the ability to do beatboxing.
No.
No?
Is this real?
This is according to study finds, a very reputable source, Danny.
Is there video evidence, though?
Was this just concluded by via panel?
According to a University of Warwick research team, they believe that their findings provide clues to the evolution of human speech.
Let's see if this is an accredited university.
Mm-hmm. University of Warwick.
Credits do not transfer. Just kidding.
Okay. You try to see if your BYU credits would go
better than Harvard, where they're lying about being honest.
Yeah.
I want to see video evidence. Mm-hmm. What do they do? Survey the orangutans? I mean, why is this on study finds?
Published
I guess in the Journal of Penis.
Yes. Penis.
That can't be real. That can't be real. P-N-A-S.
Penis. Yeah. Penis. Danny.
All right, this is a joke. We're being punked because that can't be real.
Yeah.
And I just found a great way to spell penis. Oh, ow. My gosh. Ow. P-N-A-S.
It's too close.
Penis Nexus is the journal.
Yeah, is the journal, but I didn't get to Nexus. Is it Nexus Lexus is a thing in the law world of law, I think, but penis.
Yeah, the National Academy of Sciences, Danny.
That's nice because this is the best thing I've had all day. And I'm so glad I discovered this. This is going to be the best thing. I can't wait to tell this joke later.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's going to kill with the kids.
The kids are going to love 13-year-olds are going to love this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, hey guys, go to the Journal of Penis. See what you can find on orangutan beatboxing.
I've seen it spelled like that before. Penis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It looks like the way you would do it if you were like a hip hop artist.
Looks
right?
Real.
That'd be a cool like rap name.
That would be a cool rap name.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, how could you spell big in a cool way? B, $G, and then this.
Yeah.
Penis.
Mm-hmm. I like it with a dollar sign.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Is the S the dollar sign?
No, not on the National Association of Science.
Okay.
Science.
Okay. All right. So, orangutans, beatbox, and it helped with us, develop language. Okay.
So we can communicate through beatboxing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It would be weird if we could communicate legitimately with animals.
Everybody in the chat is saying, Lil P Nas.
Lil P Nas.
Great. Perfect. Perfect name. Yes. Someone get that name and run with it before it leaks out into the general public.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yo, Danny Bryson with Lil P Nas.
Mm-hmm. No, for your entertainment.
For your entertainment only. Okay.
Vascular D in the house. Lil Penis.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Here we go. Danny Bryson's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have an orangutan or a little penis to beatbox for this.
I actually had a lot of stories here. Some are more serious than others. Brain waves synchronize when people interact. I found that to be fascinating. I also have one that I'm surprised didn't show up about the criminal tries to befriend the woman he just robbed.
Oh, I didn't see that. What did after he robbed her and then tried to be her friend?
So he robbed her, and while he was robbing her, he forced her to befriend her on Facebook. That was part of the robbery. Might even be worse than the robberies, being I have to sign back into Facebook and befriend you. Mm-hmm. And then later contacted her and apologized for robbing her, saying she was too hot to rob. And
isn't that the best compliment?
I guess. I mean, being robbed would be horrible.
So is she immune to that then, or is still?
Oh, like, she reported
other people
him.
Will rob her.
She reported him for sure.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, is there people who are too hot to rob? And that's just like the standard. So like you can go anywhere in the world knowing you're going
to
be safe.
Too hot to rob should be the name of Lil Penas's his single.
That is the perfect album name.
His first
too hot to rob. You know where this will show up is where, you know how you'll see an article. It's like woman says she's too hot to get a job or too hot to find a boyfriend. Right. Mm-hmm. This is like too hot to be robbed. It's just something you say to get the attention.
And she could wear so much, like so many diamonds. It's just too hot
to rob.
Yeah,
this woman didn't say this about herself. So she actually has someone else saying that she's too hot to rob, which is better than a lot of those
influencers.
You can't
say it about yourself, Danny. That'd be very conceited.
Well, a lot of the influencers do. They're like, I can't find a boyfriend because I'm too hot.
Yeah.
Which
it's like,
seems,
it's not that.
That doesn't make sense at all. So I have all these stories, but the one I wanted to do is another one that I thought would show up. And that is a husband says his wife makes his lunch based on how well he treats her the day before.
Okay.
First of all, I didn't know there were still people out there who had their wives making them lunch, but this actually seemed like a pretty fair deal, right?
Yeah.
A good way to communicate in a nuanced way with your husband about how you feel he treats you. So I don't know what the worst meal for me, if Liz gave me like a tuna fish sandwich with just regular Lay's potato chips and maybe some raw Brussels sprouts, I would know that I had not treated her well the day before.
I mean, that's still a pretty intricate lunch, Danny. I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, well, what would be a bad lunch then? I mean, in his thing, he shows
I think if
lunches.
You open the bag and there's nothing in there, I think that that's probably the
I think
a frozen hot
something.
Pocket.
Oh, that hasn't been thawed?
Yeah.
I mean, really, is that what you're, a wife would really give you nothing if she was super upset.
Yeah.
That's realistic. She's not going to go through the process of making something.
Yeah,
but
I don't think my wife has ever made me a sack lunch.
No, me neither. Tyson, have you ever had a sack lunch made by Rachel?
No, I don't think I have, but I know that my grandma, my late grandma and my late grandpa, took very much pleasure in making meals for people to take with them on their day's journey.
Wow.
He put it in his tin lunchbox on his way to the coal mine.
But I lived with my grandma and I specifically instructed her to never prepare food for me. And she always had a meal for me when I was headed out the door. Here you go. I was like, grandma, stop. This was part of our arrangement was I will live here. But
what would she make you a sandwich?
Yeah. What would she make you? And would it change depending on how annoying you were?
No, it never changed. It was, lots of sandwiches. And if I was out for the night and then when I'd come home, dinner was always left out, even though I was like, if I am not here and you've asked me if I'm eating dinner with you, I will not be. So it was just, it was.
So here's a bad meal. Tell me if you guys think this is bad.
Okay.
Again, having your wife make you anything to me is above and beyond what I would normally ask. But he said that she would give him both butt ends of the bread.
Okay.
Barely any meat, no cheese, and a squirt of something, and barely any mayonnaise. What does he mean by a squirt of something? That's a weird thing.
Mustard,
and then barely any mayonnaise. She still made a sandwich, and that sandwich sounds a lot like the sandwiches I make myself.
A lot of condiments.
Yeah, maybe I'm not the mustard.
What does a good day look like?
In the picture, he's got like strawberries and yogurt. Looks very healthy. Actually, that makes sense. If your husband's bad to you, give him the high cholesterol, gut bomb. And then when he's nice to you, give him the meal that's going to give him some longevity life-wise. So anyway, none of us can relate to this. Very few people can probably relate to this person. Our wives probably use other subtle ways to communicate that we've been jerks to them. But Liz doesn't do this through meals that she prepares. So it's just a fascinating relationship tidbit that's out there.
But it's like you can, then you can kind of gauge, that's...
Yeah.
It's like a communication. Remember that little box that like you'd have, you'd each
comment
have
box?
On your side? of the bed, and you could push if you wanted to get intimate with the other person, and then it would notify them and they could push it back and then you could be intimate.
That's
or
a good
not.
Idea.
So this is like a read like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I think here's a good meal. You ready for the good meal?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full sandwich, not the butt end of the bread, lots of cheese, a lot of
I don't
of
mind
mayonnaise.
The butt end of the bread. I know,
neither
like,
do I. Sometimes it can taste delicious. A lot of mustard. Wow. Then he says rice cake, grapes, some nuts, raisins and cheese, electrolytes, water, a granola bar, and some energy drinks.
This is what his normal lunch is?
This is what a good lunch is. When his, it's just, this sounds like the kind of lunch you give someone who you're trying to kill. Multiple energy drinks.
Multiple energy drinks.
Yeah, that's what it says. Energy drinks, plural.
Wow.
So,
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, man.
Yeah,
I've got like that lunch, except for I'm not a mustard and mayonnaise guy.
Yeah, a lot of sauces. You're not a sauce guy.
I'm not a sauce guy.
So maybe Liz and I will start up a sandwich routine just so we can find another way to communicate without words.
Wow. Because
when we try to communicate with words, Liz and I, it's just always a disaster. South. It always goes
south.
Will
you make her a sandwich, Danny?
Yeah, so maybe we should communicate through sandwiches. Like, hey, express how you're feeling through sandwich form, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we each make each other sandwiches, and then we try to interpret what the other person's sandwich means.
Yeah.
So this here sounds, we go.
This sounds about as productive as what we do already.
It's very deep.
Can't be any worse.
Yeah.
So you make the sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the AI teddy bear analyze the sandwich and tell you what the sandwich means. Because they have crunched everything in your life to know exactly what sandwich means.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe instead of marriage counseling, could couples just go to Subway and order each other's lunch?
Then they'd have to pay a professional to analyze the sandwiches.
The sandwich
Subway
artists,
people could become therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, hey, I just want to talk to you about the sandwich that she made you. All right, it's just an open face sandwich. And what that's saying is that she's feeling very vulnerable and that she's exposed her meat to the air. And that it represents her feelings being exposed to your harsh attitude.
Wow.
So we could go on and on. It's a whole consultation. You pay for it with the sandwich.
Jack
sandwich.
In the chat says, Danny, your sandwich sounds like a joke sandwich Shaggy would make on a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally does.
Zoinks. Liz is mad.
Guys, I got to be honest. I've been hard time doing the bolt hole because the last little penis joke was so funny. It's made my nose run.
Oh, no.
My nose was running. All I have are like suits to wipe my nose on.
Use the suit. Do you have a handkerchief in any of the pockets?
I don't.
A pocket square?
I was laughing so hard.
You got to go look for pocket squares, or you could probably find your dad's old tissues in one of the pockets because a lot of those vintage suits, guys used to blow noses in real fabric handkerchiefs, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
So that's a sign of a good joke, though. If I really think something's funny,
what was the name of the album again?
The nose.
Too hot to rob.
Too hot to rob
by Little P. Nas.
and Vascular D.
Yeah. Well, what do they say when they have a song and they put in parentheses?
Yeah.
Also appearing
featuring
Vascular D. Featuring. Yes. Featuring Vascular D.
Yeah.
Little
P. Nas featuring Vascular D.
Oh my gosh.
Too hot to rob.
Dude,
Rob
I can't
is
wait
spelled
to
with two
this.
B's.
And it's got a picture of Rob on it. So
okay. Album.
Anyway, that's it. That's all I've got. That's the bolt hole. Sandwich therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay.
Sandwich therapy. We just need to immediately do studies so that we can have professionals or fake priests.
Well, I know a researcher who's available and she's willing to twist the results
to bend the truth all the way into a lie.
Survey finds 2,000 sandwich eaters claim that sandwiches are better at communicating than words.
Wow.
There it is.
That's the future. So like in 100 years, humans are only communicating through sandwiches while apes have evolved into using speech.
And beatbox.
Yeah.
And beatbox. Orangutans are beatboxing and humans are now using sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I asked ChatGPT to come up mm-hmm. with the lyrics to Too Hot to Rob by Lil Peanas. I don't know if we need the whole one. Maybe just the chorus.
Yeah, let's hear the chorus.
Is okay. it a rap song? Did you put that in there that it's got to be rap?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Lil Peanas on the beat, which maybe we don't have to beatboxing. Lil Peanas on the beat, so you know it's gonna pop. Life in the fast lane, and no, I ain't gonna stop. Dripping in my diamond chains, Rolex on my wristwatch. Used to be a small player, now I'm standing at the top. Money stacked so high, they reach in the sky. Running the game while the haters ask why. Dodge the feds, always flying by. Too hot to rob, don't even try. Too hot to rob, I'm on my grind. Money on my mind, leaving haters behind. Too hot to rob, yeah, that's my time. Ain't no other way, I'm designed.
Dude, this song is dope.
This is dope.
Mm-hmm.
We need a sick beat from Vascular D.
Yeah.
Are you saving this song?
I could, yeah.
Because I think we should put out an album if we can get AI mm-hmm. voices and everything to do the whole thing.
Yeah, Lil Peanas featuring AI.
Too Hot to Rob is such a dope title, too.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
Okay.
What if we become multi-trillionaires? We're the new...
we make enough money to be able to fight Mark Zuckerberg as a tag team.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my whole goal in life is to earn enough money to get on his radar so we can fight him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you? Hopefully just some pizza, away. Right?
I'm going to eat some pizza, hopefully for lunch.
Post-coitus or...
Unfortunately, this will just be the pizza. And then I'm trying to get out an episode for Mediocre Amateur.
Yeah, you said it'd be about a week.
Wednesday or Thursday. I can get mm-hmm. one out this week. I'm almost done. A lot of it is spent deciding how much of the footage I really need to get rid of because mm-hmm. there's always too much, right? Yeah. It's never like, what do I need to add? It's like, what do I need to axe? So that's where I'm at.
Are your episodes family friendly?
Yes. Always. I beep out. I get made fun of for doing this, but I beep out swear words like 95% of the time.
Yeah. Who makes fun of you?
The users.
Commenters.
And in a good hearted way, but commenters mm-hmm. do. They find it hilarious that a show of grown men would beep out relatively tame swear words. It's not like we're screaming the F word all the time. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'll hopefully have that out Thursday.
Yeah. All right. Be on the lookout for that. Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
Ooh, this week. Let's see. Well, we have a pretty tame week this week, but next week is Marlo's birthday mm-hmm. and it's the 4th of July. And we're doing the most American thing we could think of on the 4th of July. We're going to a baseball game.
Oh, nice.
No, that is hot dog and apple pie.
Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah,
Rob, we're going to see your team versus my team.
Oh, you'll be in for a treat, Tyson, because my team stinks.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
The Diamondbacks are really good this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah, so should be a fun time for you.
Well, I mean, a good game is always the best to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the Mets are
competitive. Yeah, the Mets tend to lose the close games. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then that will be fine. And I might repeat my Oreo challenge where I've already got the... record at the stadium for flipping Oreos off my forehead into my mouth.
Are you doing one on your own, like your own Oreo challenge before the game or what?
No, they'll have me. I have people at the stadium who
defending
are,
champion. Is that how you're going to do it?
Yeah. Welcome Tyson Apostle back from Survivor, the Oreo flipping. They call it sandwich cookie, not Oreo. Mm-hmm. The sandwich cookie flipping champion here to attempt beating his own record. Can he do it? Baxter, place a sandwich cookie on his head. 3, 2, 1, go. I got it on my third cookie flip. So I did it in like 4 seconds. So if I can get it on my first or second cookie flip,
you practice.
I have the new record.
Practice,
no,
dude. Practice,
no, I haven't.
Practice, practice.
I don't want to practice because what if I get it on my first try?
Why would that be bad?
You need to do it on your second try so you can come back again next year.
No, what if I practice and the first practice session I do, I get it. And I'm like, shoot, I shouldn't have practiced.
You wasted the good one.
I should have just saved that for the
I don't think that's how it works.
But oh, is it not?
No, I don't think like once you've done it that it's like,
I mean, one of us is the sandwich flipping cookie record holder and one of us isn't Danny. So I think my method is foolproof.
I'm not talking about your method. I'm saying the idea that if you do it in one flip at home, that's it. You're done. You've used up your one flip.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's an exciting week. We kicked off a new season of Claim to Fame coverage here on RHAP. Yeah.
I saw a little clip from Mike Bloom about Tom Hanks' niece flipping out.
Yes. Spoiler alert. Yes.
But is that a real flip out or is that a manufactured flip out?
I don't know. I think it was pretty real.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't imagine Mr. Hanks was thrilled to have that. I think it was for real. Yeah. Exciting start to a new season of Claim to Fame.
Danny, did you see this?
Mm-mm.
So Tom Hanks' niece. So Claim to Fame is just like people who are related to people who are famous somehow.
15 minutes of fame.
Nepo babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nepo babies. And Tom Hanks's niece is the first eliminated and she loses her mind on her exit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's eliminated from a reality TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Not eliminated from life.
No. Like I can imagine. No, yeah. Please.
If you are on the cusp of being eliminated from life, you have a right.
She doesn't have to walk the green mile, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. That was a lot of fun. And then of course, everything else we're doing over on robinswebsite.com. All right. Next week is the 4th of July, so we got to figure out a time to reschedule our news AF.
Yeah, Wednesday won't work because that's Marlo's birthday.
Okay, well, we'll figure this out offline. But be on the lookout for us coming back next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.